Welcome to episode 8 of It's No Secret Live. We are your hosts, Bianca Rose, Teresa, and Charis. Say hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Bien.
That's how we're starting. All right. How was your week, ladies?
The week has been weeking for me.
The week has been weeking.
Yes, agreed.
You too?
Definitely. Yeah. It's been a little chaotic, but we're here.
Just a little.
Nothing I can handle.
I feel about this week. It wasn't like horrible, but it wasn't like anything spectacular.
Let's start with our highs and lows. Why don't you tell us a little bit more what that low is to you?
Okay. So my low, I kind of have two that I really wanted to talk about. You know, it's sad because it's really easy for me to figure out the lows I want to talk about. It's a little more difficult to figure out the highs. It's like Bianca said in that one episode. She was like, yeah, making me be grateful and shit every week.
It's hard.
It's fucking hard.
You have to be.
It is hard. Well, okay, so my low, my worldly low is like, there was a couple days ago where I was on TikTok and all of the fucking reels that are TikToks that I kept coming across were all about all the fucking fucked up shit that's happening in the world with our government, not in the world, in America with our government. And, you know, all the BS. And I swear to God, I had to like put my phone down because I felt like I was going to have a mental breakdown. I was like, this is why I don't watch the news. This is why my algorithm got fucked up after TikTok went away and came back. And now it's not showing me the fun, happy things that I used to watch. So I need to get back on the fun, happy things. And then my own personal low, yesterday, my back was fucking killing me. And I could barely walk. And so that sucked. Anywho, what about you guys?
What about you, B?
I didn't have anything like specifically that was a low, but I can tell you this past week, I have felt like this overwhelming feeling, like a consistent overwhelming feeling of just negativity, like just in general. I went to lunch or to go grab coffee with one of my coworkers. And as soon as I got in the car, I was like, you don't even got to say it. I've been a bitch lately. Like, not even like intentionally, like not, usually haha funny. I can slide that in, but I'm like, ooh, did I have some like underlying meaning to that? Like, is there more than what I think it is? Like, I think it's haha, but am I dealing with something I'm not realizing? I'm projecting is what it is. That's the word. Mm. Like, I feel like I'm projecting a lot of negativity out lately. So it's not anything specific, just like that overall feeling. I don't know what it is.
It's just something going on in the
air.
Fuck,
everybody is sick. Everyone and their damn mamas are sick.
This is true. Yeah. Shari, what about you?
I think it's just that overall general feeling was my low this week. Until today, I was like really trying to put myself like in a frame of mind of like, you know what, like I got up early, I went to bed really early last night, so I think I got up just with a better attitude. I was like, got up and I'm like, you know what, today's a great day, like you're gonna have a great day. Got the kids in the car and I'm like, you're looking good, you're smelling good, you're feeling good, like great day today. Like I was trying to just give it all I had today. So yeah, it's just the start to the week was just like meh.
Yeah. That's sad.
Well, at least it's not just here in Texas and it's not just here internally and in here.
Right.
I'm glad we can all share this mood.
It literally rained all day here yesterday. So I think that just didn't, like, it was dark all day. It was just very, it just fell off. So it was like, and it was probably like our first day of like all rain and it just being really dark. So I think it was just sucking all the energy out of me. But and then we go back to it tomorrow. It was like freezing and sunny today, but it was freezing, but sunny. And then we go back to rain for the next 2 days. So we'll see.
Well, hopefully the mood doesn't go with the weather. Hopefully. All right. Well, what about your highs, ladies?
My high, I actually had two in true mommy fashion. One high was today. I had my daughter's parent-teacher conference for my little baby. Mm-hmm. And she's only three, but it was just nice to hear, like, all the great things, you know, that she's doing. She's progressing. She's only been in her school less than 60 days. Mm-hmm. But she's, like, making so many strides. Like, it's just great to see. And she's totally a different child than she is at home. So I'm happy to hear that. Because at home, she's, like, bossy, very mean. They're like, no, she loves to comfort her friends when they're sad. And, aww, you know, she's like always wanting to help set the table, and she loves to participate. She's always like, me, want to answer the question. I'm like, okay, girl, I see you. Yay. So that was really exciting just to hear that news. And then my son transitioned from winter workouts to actual baseball practice for his season. And so it was nice to see him Monday out on the field, like just in his element, not, you know, in a facility. So just true mommy fashion highs this week.
Yep.
I love that.
True mommy fashion. What about you, B?
My high for the week. So I have been trying to not be a procrastinator, even though, yes, I am. My friends has, her parents has this anniversary gala coming up at the end of the month, and it's a formal attire type thing. So I had been needing to find a dress. And I finally found one yesterday. Woohoo! Like, just off the whim. I actually invited myself to her family dinner. It was just supposed to be them, but
you said I invited myself.
I did. I was like, real so friends right there. I was like, so what are we eating for dinner? She's like, oh, I gotta go meet my mom and my dad and my brother for dinner. And I'm like, okay, so where are we eating? Where are we going? So we called her mom, and they were like, oh, well, they're going to like a department store to go look for dresses for, you know, someone else. Just go ahead and come along. Within 30 minutes, I found this dress.
Oh, nice.
Two things. Actually, three things. This dress was on sale. It was hemmed at the right, like, height for me. Because for those of you who don't know, I may seem and appear having a tall personality, but I'm 5 foot. I'm 5'1" on my good days when I'm back straight, standing tall. But this dress does not need to be hemmed. And third, it was a size down than what I'm normally wear. So I was like,
oh, hey.
My friend's dad was like, you really found a dress in 30 minutes. I said, I'm God's favorite. I don't know what to tell you.
Honestly, that's impressive because it takes me forever to go shopping for stuff.
We need you to post the picture of this dress.
Like I'm going to the Grammys.
Yes, we're going to need the fans and the listeners to see this dress on you when you go to your little gala. Yeah,
maybe if enough people want to join me, I can do a little live get ready with me on our Instagram.
Yes.
I talk to people. Let me walk y'all through my steps.
I don't ever get dressed up, so I'll watch. No, just I'm sorry. I have to show this. Jaded Countessa, she's skinny.
Can't tell me anything. Hold on, wait.
Lord. What about you?
So my high, literally, what was it, like 2 hours before the show that I text you guys and was like, I don't even know what my high is, right? Like 30 minutes later, I was having like a come to Jesus moment for my week. And I was literally like, God, just give me a sign that I'm doing the right things and making the right choices right now, because like, I really feel like nothing is like progressing like in a positive way. Like, I feel like I'm stuck in like a funk right now. And I swear to you, I had the thought. And like 2 seconds later, I got an Instagram message from a friend of mine that lives in Puerto Rico. Her name is Lucianne. Shout out to her. And it's a post that she sent me. And, you know, it's like the ones that you got to swipe through to like read everything. But it has a beautiful song attached to it. And everything that it's saying in the post was like, you know, if you're looking for a sign from God, to tell you that you're doing well and like things like, but it was in Spanish, but like, you know, things like that, like positive motivation, like take this as your sign, you know, someone cares about you, you're doing great. Like, don't worry about the little things. Don't stress out. Like, just take it a day at a time. And I was like,
oh, exactly what you were asking for.
This was exactly what I was asking for. So it was just so nice to get that. Like, it really did make my day. Oh, hi, Danielle. Yeah, but it totally made my day. I was like, I was literally thinking it when I got the alert that the message came through. So, and she's like not those people that are on Instagram often. Mm-hmm. Like, she rarely goes on there.
That's dope.
So I was like, wow. Okay, thank you, God. I needed that. I needed that. All right, so you were going to say something?
I said, count them blessings.
Amen. They're far and few in between sometimes, but amen.
Hey, they're there every day. You open your eyes, they are
there. We wake up. That's a blessing. You're right.
What does Pitbull say? Every day above the ground is a good day or something like that?
Yep. Every day above the ground is a good day.
Every day.
A good day. All right, so for today's episode, our theme is going to be all things rejection. Okay, so for the last 2 weeks, we talked about dating and the good and the bad, but we didn't really get into the rejection part of it all. And so we're going to do that today. So for those of you guys who are watching, shout out to you, first of all, on our Instagram, our YouTube, or our Facebook Live, let us know what you guys want to talk about when it comes to rejection. And most importantly, participate in the conversation, because it really makes for that much better of a show. Shelly said, look at God on Instagram. Yes, look at God. All right. So first and foremost, how do you ladies feel about rejection in general?
Giving it or receiving it?
Receiving it.
That shit hurts.
It does.
I feel like, first of all, like, women are more selective with men. So men are more prone to rejection. So they're more like adaptive with it. They're like, okay, whatever. On to the next girl. Whereas like a woman is more selective of it. So if I'm like, I dotted, you know, all my I's, crossed my T's, all that. And I'm like, I'm going to go for you. But if you reject me, I was like, I would take it personal. I'd be like, okay, but why not?
Right. I mean, that makes sense, though, because usually the guys are the ones pursuing us, right? So, yeah, they're probably already thinking, like, she's probably going to say no. And so they go into it with a different mentality.
I feel like men do handle rejection because of quantity. And for women, I'm speaking from personal, like, mm-hmm. if we're going for quality, the rejection hurts more. So.
Yes. Danielle said, yeah, women take everything personal, myself included.
That's right.
What about you, Char? How you feel about rejection?
I'm normally the one doing the rejecting, so
she's just loved and never rejected this one over here.
I mean, I can't really think, like, if I've ever, like, to somebody I was, like, really into, or, like, somebody, like, I liked that I was ever, like, fully rejected. I can't think of that. But, like, I think normally I'm the one that's, like, I'll play along for some entertainment, and then it's, like, nah, I'm cool. So, I mean, it sucks. It's gonna happen, you know? Yeah. It's gonna happen both ways, but I just think that it builds character.
Yeah.
A villain character. Be careful who you reject.
Oh, I'm not a villain. But yeah, I mean, it does. It, you know, and all things happen for a reason. It's setting you up for the right person. So I think that's just, I would rather somebody reject me than to play along like they want to be with me, and then that's a total shit show. So yeah, I'm here for it.
I do agree with you on that. Like, I'm one that just, I appreciate honesty more than anything.
Yeah, don't waste my time.
Yeah. So if you're not going to waste my time, then let me know, you know, now. But
even that still hurts.
It does. That's what I was going to say. I was like, you know, either way, though, like, it's still not a good feeling. It's still a little bit defeating, even if you try to act like it's not. And so you kind of have to like pump yourself up, like, when it comes to stuff like that. I want to say, like, in episode 7, if you guys haven't watched it yet, go watch it on YouTube. We're also on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. But on episode 7, Bianca was talking about that dude that had texted her with some foul shit, and how she was, like, at the same time kind of pumping herself up and, like, motivating herself at the same time. And that's kind of how I am because I've always been the type of girl that I'm not afraid to approach a man. Like, I'll shoot my shot whether it works out or not. I've just never been shy in that way, or I'm confident in that way, I guess. But, like, I always go into it kind of thinking, like, all right, you know what you bring to the table. Like, kind of pumping yourself up first. Like, you know what you bring to the table. Mm-hmm. So if they don't want it, that's their loss. Like, and so when and if the rejection happens, I'm more okay with it, because I'm like, oh boy, you missed out and you don't even know. Like, you don't even know. So that's how it is for me. But I want
to
call
it. I feel like to what you were saying too, like, you have to, like, pump yourself up. Like, I knew what I brought to the table. Like, I know this and that. One thing, so spoiler alert, guys, the guy who I went out on a date with not too long ago, that didn't work out. But he didn't ghost me. He had that explanation. So that when to your point, like, you know, I'd rather, you know, you tell me the truth and be honest than lead me on. That shit still hurts, because he was very upfront, very honest, like, hey, it's not you. I just am not in the mindset of dating like I thought I was. I still took that personal, and it broke me. Mm-hmm. But, oh, you know what? Therapy, because now I know that really probably contributed to what I was feeling so shitty this week.
Oh, yeah.
Like that lingering kind of thing.
I told you, welcome to therapy, ma'am. No,
We're problem solving, guys.
We're problem solving.
We're talking about that. But to that point, like, in that time, I felt so hurt. But what was I hurt from? Was I hurt because he rejected me, or was it something deeper? Turned out to be something deeper. Turns out, like, I am feeling like it's not the fact that he rejected me. I started internalizing it and started ostracizing of, if he doesn't like me, nobody's going to like me. And so it no longer became that feeling of rejection. It's just like that fear of loneliness that hit me. So whenever you're feeling that type of hurt of rejection, maybe tip, what I'm realizing right now as I'm saying it out loud is, maybe look to see if is it because they personally rejected you, like that person specifically, or is it what it means to be rejected? What is it? What feelings or memories or fears is it bringing up?
Yeah.
So, wow, I just had a whole revelation right now as you said that.
I told you, you can fire your therapist now. You got us. I'm just kidding. No, but you bring up a really good point, because rejection can make you feel inadequate just as a human being. Mm-hmm. Like, although people tell us, like, oh, it's not you, you know, this is what's going on or whatever, like, we just have that stupid ass little voice in our head that's like, but is it you? You know what I mean? Like, it does make you feel inadequate. And then
I think to some degree, just rejection just triggers people.
Yeah.
And I think that that's for everybody. It triggers something in you.
One of our comments on YouTube is saying it wrecks your self-esteem. I mean, it can if you let it.
Yeah.
Right. And that's the part that's difficult for a lot of people, is not allowing it to get you to a point like that.
I think so. Tanisha 415 just said it. It's also a blow to the ego more than hurt sometimes. Like, I think that's a lot of what it is. It's a blow to your ego. You're feeling like, how dare you? I know what I bring to the table. How dare you not want all of this glory? Like, what? What do you want all of this
glory?
Well, you know what? To that point, like, that other guy, the second guy who was berating me, that, you know, via text message, guys, if we can get those screenshots and share them with you, what was said to me, I really was trying to be the bigger person. I was like, I am 30 years old and 2 days into this life on earth, and I'm trying to handle this rejection with, like, the utmost respect for you. Like, I was rejecting this person, and they just were not taking it well. And he was just saying, like, I'm a successful man. You know, I'm in the 1% category. There's not a lot of men like me. You're not going to find anyone like me. This is not. And then it just started attacking me. And I was like, okay, that's your ego, because you think that you know, are entitled to this or whatever. There's a say, like, oh, I'm proud, I know my worth. But then there's that entitlement boundary. It's like, okay, how are you actually handling this rejection?
Some people aren't humble about it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, in the beginning, I was saying, like, I can walk away and be like, oh boy, you missed out. Right. But I don't take it to, like, an emotional state where I'm like, oh, hell no. No, you did not. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
guys, this man called me a bitch multiple times. He was like, oh my God. I wish we can show it, but yeah, he was just like, you know, you're ignoring me. That's being a bitch. You think it's so cute. This and that. You'll never find anyone like me. Have fun settling for a San Antonio average man, which is fat, felon, and makes 36,000. Guys, he's coming for all of y'all. He ain't coming for me. He's coming for all of
men in San Antonio are offended right now.
I'm saying they should be, because, sir, I was telling you, hey, there's nothing wrong with you, like, statistically. I get that. If you think, hey, I made it to the 1%, I make seven figures, I make this money, I've been on TV, I've done this, and this is all things that is true about him. Statistically, you should be an attractive person, but that damn attitude is what's pissing me off.
Some people look good on paper, but that personality don't. It just does them no justice.
And you know what? Mm-hmm. That fat felon, 36,000 a year, does not look good on paper, but he probably has a much better respect for me and women in general. So what am I going to settle for? I don't know.
I got a San Antonio man commenting on our YouTube right now. He said, "We love tacos. My bad."
I mean, there's no shame in it, babe. There's no shame in it whatsoever.
Better you than me, because I would have, you know, I'm not one of those, when they go low, we go high. When you go low, I go lower. I'd have been like, oh, but guess what? He was found. That's why I'm not talking to you. I'd have just busted his whole little bubble. Like,
I screenshotted some of those conversations and posted it to my Instagram/Facebook. And I was like, look, just FYI, this is not how you talk to me. And this is not how you talk to women in general. Like, this gets you nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Right after those screenshots, I was hesitating on just screenshotting his profile, because he is high profile. He has, like, you know, he's been on TV. He makes all the, he's known, and I don't know what fucking thing. I didn't know him beforehand, but whatever. But I'm like, I could ruin your fucking life right now.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I am 30 years old in 2 days at the time. I'm trying to grow. I'm trying to be a better person. Maybe you don't, but...
So I have a confession to make.
Oh, what?
When you posted those messages, I was trying so hard to look at that picture and figure out who the fuck it was so that I could go say some shit to him. I was like trying to zoom in, and I was like, oh, fuck, you can't zoom in on stories.
I know. Like, some people messaged me and they're like, don't be shy. Give us his ad. Post his picture. Post his profile. What's his information?
I tagged his ass.
You need to put him on the show's Instagram story with his profile, and we could just be like, get him.
Oh, hi, like Jada Contessa's comment. There you go.
Yeah.
You
go, yes.
Well, I dig a hole.
That part. Sometimes, like, I don't know. I feel like in some situations, some people just deserve that. Like, I be trying to really, like, be at my best. And, like, no, I'm not going to let things get to me. But sometimes people need to just be put back in their place. And he seemed like one of them. So,
yeah. Well, to Michelle's point on Instagram, she said, it sounds like you dodged a bullet for sure.
I for sure did. I am apologies, condolences to the woman who settles for that kind of thing. But to our one of our like very first episodes, some women want that. Someone wants that, you know, dominant personality or that controlling personality, whatever. Some women are looking for that 1% man to take care of them, to be told what to do. They need that direction or want it. They find it hot. That's just not me, babe. And I was trying to tell you nicely that it wasn't me.
Some people just want to be taken care of monetarily.
Yeah.
And not, you know, emotionally. And
he clearly has not watched the podcast because hashtag mom, I am a rich man.
Yes, she is. I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, I was going to say, I've come across many of very gorgeous men that turn immediately ugly in my eyes as soon as they start speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Because they say degrading shit like that, or like their ego is just out of this world. And so, yeah, I get it. And yes, Michelle was right. You did dodge a bullet.
Well, she also said, I mean, I want to be taken care of, but I still beat your ass.
She does want to be a trophy wife. Yes, she does.
And a trophy wife is still a weapon.
Yes. Yeah. So I guess this question ain't for Shari because, you know, she's never been rejected. But how do you feel like the rejections that you have gone through have shaped you?
I guess that's for me.
Yeah, that's for you because Shari's never been rejected.
Not to the degree of feeling rejected. I don't know. I'm sorry. Jeez. See, I don't have that. I don't go after guys. I don't. Guys approach me. So you can't approach me and then reject me. That just don't work. So it's
actually never- it can because it's definitely it can.
But like guys, like I've always been in situations where guys like will really pursue me, and like then it's either just fades off, which I don't consider rejection.
Right.
But like I've never been like full on like, hey, this ain't working. Like, no, it just kind of fades. And it's like a mutual fade because I'm okay with it. Right. So I can't really consider that rejection. Sorry.
To that point, it really does have to do with your outlook, how you view the rejection. But like I said, like you can either like take it with that grain of salt, or you can say, hey, what does this rejection make me feel? Am I upset or sad because of that person rejecting me or what that feeling brings up? Right. Sometimes it's a lot deeper than that. So I think that's coming to realize what that is kind of helps you handle that rejection and how you move forward with approaching the next person.
Yeah, I agree. Like, going back to Tanisha 415's comment that she made about ego, like your ego and the perception that you have of yourself plays a really big part in how you handle rejection going forward. But I am a big and very avid believer that everything happens for a reason. Sometimes I may not know what the reason is, but everything happens for a reason, you know? And so that's kind of the mentality that I take on whenever I face rejection, whether it be romantic rejection, friendships, career, whatever. Like, I just kind of take it on as like, well, this door's closing because another one's got to open. And so that's kind of the mentality that I take. Actually, shout out to my dad because he's the reason I think that way. Because anytime I was ever going through something and complaining, his response was always, it could be worse. And so it's really made me feel like this ain't as bad as I'm making it right now. Yeah.
Because you always have to, you have to do, you have to take that into consideration. You have to really think about, okay, I'm dealing with this. And then especially when you're around, surrounded by other people, you're like, but damn, that person is really going through that. And like, I wouldn't want to be in their shoes. You know what I'm saying? So you have to like, just look around you. Because trust me, the other signs are there of how bad it can get. Mm-hmm. So just remind yourself, like, that's not the worst thing that could happen.
But also, feel what you're going to feel first.
Yeah.
Take that time to feel it, because again, how you go into like that rebound mode, you're like, you're just going to keep bouncing back, and you're not going to have any time to sit and reflect and sit and process what it is that you're feeling. Someone is always going to have it bad, but that doesn't, you know, diminish what you're feeling, or that doesn't, mm-hmm. you know, like make small what it is that you're feeling. Feel what you feel, but don't feel it forever.
Right.
Like my gray hair today.
I'm just messing with her. Fuck you up.
I had to. Let me live in my experience. Okay, this is my experience.
For one gray hair, talking about I'm going gray.
It's my experience. Okay, I'm
going. It's her experience. Let her have it. Let her sit with it.
I was really staring at my phone like, this bitch. Like, if any of y'all follow Shari, go watch her story. You know exactly what I'm talking about. It's still there.
It's my experience, okay?
But I'm glad that you guys were talking about, like, feeling your feelings, like how you said, B. I think a lot of people, like, especially in, like, our older generation, like, we are told to suck it up and keep going. And so it's nice to hear you say that and remind people that it's okay to have your feelings, just don't feel them forever. Real quick, Michelle said you're not supposed to pull them, Shari. She's talking about your gray hair.
Plug.
You pull one, it goes back to.
It's still there.
Careful. No, that bitch still got her one. It just keeps coming back. It's just
it just keeps coming back. Every time I pluck it, it grows back.
It's just one.
It's just annoying me.
But yeah, ego plays a big part in how you handle that. So how, because some people don't reject you like right off the bat, right? Some people try to like give you signs of the rejection before it comes, because not everybody is good with confrontation, right? Not everybody is good at communicating how they feel, or, you know, there's people that are genuinely like nice people and they're like, I don't want to hurt this person's feelings. So that kind of leads me into our next topic of like, how do you know when someone's just not that into you anymore?
I think the signs are there. I think, you know, and I mean, nothing stays the same. Just in relationships in general, like things are going to change, people evolve and things of that nature. But I think you start to feel the distance, you know, and not just the physical distance, but like, you know, just the amount of time you talk and, mm-hmm. and things like that. I think the signs are there. I think sometimes though we get caught up in the not wanting to accept it, that we overlook it.
Yes. Especially, and I hate to say this because I hate generalizing, but like, especially as women.
Yeah.
Like, we fucking overthink everything. And sometimes the signs are right there in front of your face. And we're like, no, it's not.
You know, and you know what? Multiple times, like, those rejections are like they're fade offs, you know, or like fade outs. So it's kind of like they're not going to tell you, but they're not going to ghost you. So it's kind of like stringing you along just to see how long it takes for you to put those two and two together. Be like, oh, wait a second. And then I think it's like a setup for you to end it so that they don't have to.
Yes. It's a way to avoid the confrontation.
That'd be me.
Come on, you, Bianca. Tanisha 415 on our Instagram said, when you hear from them less.
Mm.
It's so true. Like, if they, especially if the pattern initially was like, we're talking all the time, all day long.
Right.
Or just like if you're texting like paragraphs, and all of a sudden you get like one line, one mess, or just reactions or something like that.
Okay.
Okay. You brought it up. Is a reaction or response?
I think so. It depends on the reaction.
Can I tell you no? If you react to something, I think that's the end of the conversation.
Oh, fuck. I do it all the time.
And I don't respond.
Oh, fuck. I do it all the time.
If you like ha-ha something, well, how am I supposed to ha-ha something back? I got nothing to ha-ha back to.
So if I ha-ha, ha-ha myself? Okay, but if I ha-ha the message or I type ha-ha-ha-ha-ha.
What's the difference?
That different.
I wouldn't respond to that either. Because what do you want me to say to that? I, that's not something I can respond to. Unless I can one ha up you.
Oh, ooh,
look. I just thought I'd ask.
I like this one right here. Jaded Countessa on our YouTube said they might be waiting for you to uninvite yourself.
It's best if he just disinvites himself.
What are some other signs?
Hold on, wait. Tanisha 415 said, I hate
in when all caps.
People react to my text messages. I don't mind it on IG, but do not like my damn message. Oh, again.
I'm sorry, Tanisha. I do that shit all the time.
All the time.
I will not handle this. I will not Jodie Foster this behavior. We're going to have a back and forth conversation, but a reaction is not a response.
I'm going to hold on. Let me go react to Tanisha's comment. No, yeah. Real talk though. I really do that.
I react.
Yeah. The little exclamation marks are my favorite.
But if you do an exclamation mark, typically you respond something else in addition to.
Not always.
Well, I could do an exclamation reaction and be like, exactly. Or I'll respond with another GIF or another meme or something. I'll
do your
in
little
addition to that. But if it's just a straight up, that's like when someone responds K.
I do that too.
I'm not for it. My mom does it. It pisses me off. Mom, if you're on here,
I'm a what K up you. KK.
KK. Yeah. KK. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, Jaded Countessa. It is the yes. iPhone user in me. I was grateful when iPhone put the reactions on there because I was like, say less, baby.
Yeah. Like if I throw up the exclamations, I'm like that part. But I don't want to type that. I'm just going to throw that up there.
And now you can react with any emoji in there.
Right.
Yeah.
The 100.
See, Bianca, that's a reaction.
Someone's going to have to, in addition to my little snaps, or you're going to have to double respond to me to keep that conversation going.
I also do it to acknowledge what people have said, though. Because sometimes I don't have something else to say. But I want to acknowledge the fact that I saw your message and I agree or I disagree or whatever the reaction may be. You are saying less. Exactly. Say less.
But that's a bad thing because now you're fading out our whole thing. Like now you're slowly rejecting me. You're slowly ending things.
You are overthinking this. You are overthinking.
Have
this.
You met me?
I can say the same about so I overthink everything, but I'm not gonna overthink that.
My husband literally, he's a big UT fan, like a Longhorns fan. So he literally reacts to almost everything with the little hook'em horns. So I'm like, yeah, we just I don't know.
But that's established. Like you understand what that, what that response is.
Yeah.
If you're getting to know someone and this is again, back to fading out the reaction doesn't lead me to continue the conversation. Now I'm already picking up vibes that you're not wanting to respond to this. You're not wanting to carry on the conversation. You may acknowledge it, but you might as well just put your red receipts on. It's no different.
See, then I put on my petty hat. If that ever happens, if I feel like the conversation is fading, it's they do something like that. And if I took it a certain way, I'd be like, well, have a great day. I'm going to end this conversation. Bye. Right.
I'll be the one that ends it. Yeah.
Right. I'm going to end it for you. Have a great day. Talk to you soon.
I mean, in my defense, there wasn't reactions when I was still dating. So from a dating perspective, I don't know. But yeah.
I mean, but even less and less, if you started talking out, a lot, paragraphs, long time lengths, and then it starts fading out to little by little to twice in a day, once a day, then once every other day, then it's okay, you had time clearly at some point when right. you wanted to make the time. So I guess that's another thing. Gabe, he's watching.
Yes. Hi, honey. Tamisha 415 said, especially if I'm saying something very heartfelt and you just like it, then I'm pissed. See, that's different.
That's different.
If it's something heartfelt, I'm not going to respond with just a reaction. I mean, that goes back to what like B said, like maybe there's a reaction and a comment, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, but yeah, no, that's different. Something heartfelt is different.
Can I tell you another time where I realized that this guy was just not into me?
Yes, please.
In the midst of our normal conversation, he responded and was like, girl, that's what I'm saying. Or something like that. He just said girl as if like homegirl kind of thing. Like, and I'm like, ooh, you switched up. I don't like that. Because now I feel like you just may have
set lines. I'd question that for so many other reasons.
I took that personal.
Did he call you like babe or anything before?
No. Just in, like, I just felt like the way that the conversations had been going for like a few weeks at a time, not once did he ever say, girl, you know, I'm just like something like that. It was just something. But it was that girl that did it for me.
I think you're overthinking things a little bit, Bianca.
I wasn't wrong, so you can't tell me I'm overthinking it. I just really picked up on my intuition.
Yeah, I mean, if you were wrong, you were wrong. So maybe you are more in tune with your intuition. Because
I have been rejected and I have been fading out for the longest time.
Michelle on Instagram said, I overthink reactions sometimes because if I see you love react to a bunch of stuff and then you just thumb up me, I'm mad now.
That says a lot. That really does.
Overthinkers unite. That's the shirt I'm going to make for you and Michelle.
Okay, but if we're right, are we overthinking or are we just foreseeing?
I mean, if you're right, you're right. Friend zone.
To his point, that's exactly what that was.
The girl. See, I was thinking what Shari was thinking.
Right.
Like, your dude is saying girl. I'm like,
He ghosted you because he wasn't into anything like you. If you're catching my drift.
No, okay. We have a male clearly in the comments. If for you know, is that some way of
I can tell you right now, that male in the comments, he is never not said for girl to anyone that I've heard.
See, like, but like, no. I think I took that as a sign of like a fade out. Like, he's not into me the way that I'm into him. He just basically friend zoned me when he said that.
Yeah, could have been.
You know what? Something just triggered. Sorry.
Yeah, I think it depends on like how he spoke on a regular sugar bear. Oh Lord Jesus Christ. It depends on how he like speaks on the regular, right? If he's just the type of guy that speaks that way, then
yeah, that was the first time that he said it in the weeks that we had been chatting. Mm-hmm. I got friend zoned right then and there.
That's your homegirl.
Ashley WB said, that's your homegirl.
Hey, girl, that's your homegirl. Gotcha. Homegirl. Gotcha. He's not into me because he's into men. Got it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you never know. You never know. But I get what you're saying, though, B, like, in your defense. Like, I get if he was never speaking that way before and then all of a sudden it happens, like, yeah, that might make you question how the conversation's going.
I think women are really good at picking up slight, subtle cues. It's just how much longer they want to be delusional about it. Me, I wanted to be delusional just like a week longer because that's how long I kept it up. That's how long I ignored it.
A week longer. What would you guys say are some other signs that they're just not that into you?
They don't want to make plans to hang out.
Yeah. Or they talk about making plans, but don't actually follow through.
Yeah.
because that kind of ties with the like the rejection thing that we were talking about with people being afraid of confrontation. Like, so a lot of times they'll tell you what you want to hear, but then they just won't follow through. And it makes it easier because then, to your point, Bianca, like maybe you're going to be the one that ends it because now you're getting irritated because there's no follow through.
Yeah. They do that shit on purpose.
They do.
And when I say they, I mean we, because I also sometimes do it. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, man.
I'm guilty. I'm aware. Am I going to change? No.
I can admit it.
And that's why I'm getting all this fucking karma with bad dating, because I don't know how to fucking handle it myself.
Just be honest, man. That's the best advice I could give people. Just fucking be honest. If you're looking for a lay, tell them. Then at least they have the opportunity to decide, do I want this or not? You know, yeah. If you're looking to, you know, just do your thing. Maybe you do want to get to know them, but you want to get to know other people too. Just be fucking real. Like, I don't understand why it's so difficult for people in general to just be honest. Like,
yeah, and I was like, I'm always the type, like, just be honest with me and tell me and let me make my own decisions. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't lie to me and like force me into dealing with things that I don't want to deal with. Like, that's my biggest thing. But on the flip side of that, you get a lot of women who say that and then can't handle it.
Mm-hmm.
So I get why.
Bianca just pointed at herself. I cannot.
Do I really know, but I need it. Like, it's best to be honest.
It is.
Yeah, it is. It saves a lot of heartache because then maybe you're not as invested as you would potentially be if they drug it out.
Mm-hmm. And if they lie to you, the truth's going to come out at some point, and now you just wasted your fucking time.
Yeah. See, I was going to say, like, when you had said something and it made me think, I was like, maybe I've never felt like that form of rejection because I'm not a person who so quickly jumps into liking somebody. Like, I'm going to drag this shit out. I play hard to get. I'm going to drag it as long as I could drag it. And it's finally like, okay, damn, I'm really feeling this person. So maybe like if the rejection hit, I wasn't even there yet. So it don't feel, you know, like it doesn't feel that way. Like, I think it's about just how much you're into somebody.
Yeah. I want to correct Rari. She don't play hard to get. That bitch is just stubborn.
Play hard to get. I didn't say I didn't like you. I just said I play hard to play.
Yeah.
Yeah. So obviously my dating history is not the most successful or the most, you know, I don't have the most experience, but one of my family members did tell me one time that they're like, are you playing hard to get or are you hard to want? Because sometimes that's stubborn attitude to be rejecting you before they reject you. So.
And then also, like, you know, do you make little things as big as they need to be? You know what I mean? Like, or vice versa, not as big as they need to be. But, like, are you making something big out of nothing, right?
Overthinking?
Yeah. Well, we all overthink. Let me make that clear. Men. And
overthink.
Women.
Yes.
Come on, men and women. But like from both sides, if you're both overthinkers, that shit's never gonna fucking work.
Mm.
Because, you know, they're like, oh, well, I'm kind of feeling them, but I'm not. So how do I get out of this? And this one's like, they're starting to act different now. What do I do? Like, you know what I mean? So it's like, it just causes a stretch of unnecessary time that you guys are wasting together. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm like, just fucking be honest. Like, be transparent. Mm-hmm. It is the best thing you could do for yourself. Because I have been with a lot of men that were great with words. And were great at telling me the lies I wanted to hear. But when I've discovered the lies, it made it a million times worse because you, to Shari's point, took the opportunity away from me to decide if this is something I want to deal with. Like, you don't get to make choices for me. Right. Who the fuck told you you could do that? You know? Oh.
Facts. Yes, that part.
Any other signs that they're just not that into you that you guys can think of.
That they blocked you. I'm just kidding.
That's a pretty telling sign. Yeah.
You need like a really obvious sign.
Right. You know what's another sign? It's like if they're real cool with you, right? And you're starting to get the impression like, oh, maybe they like me. I don't know, right? It's real early. You don't really know if they like you. You're kind of feeling them. You're getting some good vibes. And then they bring you around their other female friends.
Why do you have female friends?
Why do you have female friends? Oh, yes. Gabe's in the chat saying women have to be equally honest as well. It's not all on men. Absolutely. I'm saying from both sides, everyone has to be transparent. Because if not, it just makes shit more difficult. Because then you got to weed through the bullshit. You know what I mean?
I really don't think that transparency and communication is as common as people would like them to be. No one is as confrontational as they think that they are, especially when it comes to sensitive topics or vulnerable topics, you know, just about themselves. If they have to say that I don't like you, or if they have to, you know, put themselves in that vulnerable state, it's not as easy to be transparent or, you know, confrontational and let people know. So I think this generation, especially in this dating economy, people are not good at that. And that's everyone, again, to your point, everyone's just struggling with their own personal thoughts of like, hopefully it works out. Maybe I meet the right person who also struggles with my same mentality, who I'm hoping is going to be like telepathy thinking what I'm thinking and then understand exactly what it is. But it's hard for a lot of people to be confrontational.
Yeah.
Whether they like someone or don't like someone, and they tend to drag it out or not even give it a chance to begin with. That's what sucks.
But I have to say too, like, confrontation has such a negative connotation to it, right? Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't even say like it's about being confrontational. I think that's the part that makes people be less honest or be less transparent, is they think in their mind, I don't want to deal with confrontation. I don't want to deal with the consequences of being honest. But if you were to role reverse and put yourself in the other person's shoes, wouldn't you want to know?
And I think a lot of the times being honest lessens the confrontation.
Yes, I agree.
I mean, and I'm not saying like you're not going to hear something or somebody's not going to say something that you don't agree with or you don't like, and that's fine. But we have to stop taking everything so damn personal. It's not always about you. It's them. It's their inner demons. It's their triggers. It's whatever about them. So just because they don't agree doesn't mean like, you know, I think that's not confrontation.
Right.
Because that's someone that clarification.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because someone disagrees with you, and people have to stop like taking it that way. We live in a day and age where everybody takes everything so personal. Yeah. Everything is so personal. It's a shot at me. That was a shot fired. Stop it.
Is this fucking podcast about me?
You know, like everybody is like, oh, that shot's fired. Like, oh, you're coming for me. Oh, like, no, I'm just speaking my truth. Like, yeah. Just giving you my viewpoint on something. Stop taking it so personal.
like with like Bianca's situation with that dude that dude she just recently dated, right? He had the decency to at least communicate with you and tell you what was going on, right?
Whether it be true or not, what he said,
right?
He gave you that.
Yeah.
He didn't just let it drag out. He didn't waste your time, like valuable time that you cannot get back. Like that's the biggest thing. It's like, you know, like, yeah, live in it, feel it, process what you need to process, but be thankful that he didn't waste your time. He didn't drag it out and then have you fall harder for him. Yes. And now it's like, oh shit, you know, like we have to take those things, just be grateful for those experiences, and you learn from them and you move on. I think that's
it was with closure. Yeah. And not a lot of people get that.
Right. So. we have to, I think that's the biggest thing, is we have to take those things as lessons and learn from them and then move on and apply them to your next situation. Don't harp on it too long.
Like him telling you that when he did was a favor to you.
Mm-hmm.
He actually has enough respect for you to tell you the truth. And that's rare. You know what I mean? Like, because, I mean, Bianca shared the message with me that he gave her. And the first thing I told her was, like, at least he's telling you it's not you. You know what I mean? Now, what you feel is still valid. But could you imagine how you would have felt had it been 2 months, 3 months, a year later?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we are at the top of the hour.
Oh, yeah. How much do I owe y'all?
I told you this is therapy, girl. Yeah. Well, Gabe just made a good point real quick before we go. He said it's mostly because the person may not feel like they're being heard. And that's true, too. That's true, too. It's a balancing act from every direction, from every direction. But we are, like I said, at the top of the hour. We don't want our IG folks to get cut off. But again, to be continued.
What's next? You're always.
Bianca, where can people find us if they haven't found us already?
If you have not already, you can follow, like, and subscribe to us on our social media accounts. That's Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram at It's No Secret Podcast. And our TikTok account is at It's No Secret Podcast Live. So just keep in mind, we did change it if you're not already following us. And if you cannot join us for our live streams, we do have our audio available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts every Sunday.
Woohoo!
Ladies, we've survived.
Baby.
I'm so excited. We are here.
Yes.
Exciting. Well, till next time, remember, it's no secret.
Bye. Bye.